When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Tuesday and welcome to our Tune In Tuesday episode of this week. This week on the show, we are shifting our perspective a little bit and bringing our awareness to the beauty of this world as a way to stay really anchored in the many blessings that we have around us and to continue to remind ourselves of the beauty and the love and the greatness of this world that we are fighting for every single day. So I want to take a moment today to shift our awareness to a major blessing that we have in our lives. And when I say major blessing, I mean a real big blessing, something that you have present in your life that you never are ever going to take for granted ever again. I'm talking that big privilege that you have that, you know, maybe it's something that's been present for you your entire life and you've never really had to contemplate its presence up until now. Perhaps it's something that you realized not everybody has available in their lives, or a blessing, a person, a thing that all of a sudden has just been brought to your attention, how huge this is. A blessing that if you didn't have it in your life would be completely different. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So, a major blessing that you won't take for granted any longer. What would that be? I'm talking the big things, right? The fact that you can turn on a tap and you have clean water, hopefully, to drink. The fact that you can step outside and breathe fresh air. Your ability to take time off, the house and the home that you go home to at the end of every working day, the job you get to go to every single day, the people that are present in your life, the people you love who love you in return, the food on your plate, the sun shining every day, the privileges that maybe are afforded to you because of the color of your skin or because of where or how or the circumstances of how you were born. Take a moment and just see what naturally comes your way. A major blessing that you have that you're not taking for granted any longer. And I want you to get really intuitive here. So you're going to focus on the thing that comes your way first. Okay. So this blessing could be a literal person. Maybe it's a person that's been there for you all the time and you've just taken their presence for granted a little bit and you've been reminded recently of just how important they are in your life. Maybe this blessing is something relating to nature, right? So the water you drink, or the tree that's outside your doorstep, or the bounty and the beauty of nature right outside. Maybe it's something around that. Perhaps it's a practice that you have, or the fact that you actually have the time and the space and the energy in your life for your self-care practices. Just see what comes your way here, a major blessing in your life that you're not taking for granted. Now, kind of with what we have going on in the world right now, I, of course, am feeling really inspired to drop into this contemplation myself from a place of feeling so unbelievably blessed that I live in a country where I have bodily autonomy and where that is not up for grabs, where there is no one challenging my own freedom to choose what I want to do with my body. And I've realized, and I am realizing more and more, just how special that is. It shouldn't be, you know, having the freedom and the right to choose should be a given for everyone, regardless of where we're born or where we are in the world. And right now, I am just fully holding and appreciating the privilege of having been born in a country where that right was given to me at birth. I never had to fight for the right to choose for myself. I never had to question or debate or argue with people about my own medical choices. And I'm not taking that blessing for granted anymore. I'm not. The fact that I live in the space where this privilege was just given to me without question, at some point in time, people fought for this. People fought for my ability to be born into a society where no one questioned my right to decide for myself. And I have taken that for granted. I absolutely have, because it's been such a natural thing that's just a given in this part of the world, in most parts of the world at least. And with Roe v. Wade, we know what's shifting and changing, and I can fully hold and acknowledge the struggle and the pain of moving through the changes that are coming all throughout the United States right now. So I am not taking my privilege, my freedom for granted, and I am really holding the magnitude of the blessing that this is, that for every medical decision, every life-changing decision, everything that revolves around my own body, I get to choose, and I am so thankful for that. I hope whichever area of your life you're focusing on today for this major blessing you have in your life, perhaps it's something similar that you're feeling inspired around now. Maybe you are living in the United States and you have the means and the abilities to travel to other states in case you need medical care that isn't made available to you where you are anymore. Maybe that is a privilege to sit with and to really hold and acknowledge right now. I want to really shed some light on these privileges that we have so that we can hold the magnitude of them and actually be reminded of, or even just get a taste of, what would it be like if they were taken away, so that we can use that energy to fight the good fight, so that we can fight to support the people who don't have that same privilege. Now, we all have so many different blessings in many different ways, and whichever blessing you are focusing on for this practice today, that's the right one, right? So just having that moment of gratitude, that moment of awe and respect for the beauty and the bounty present in your life. Even when things feel challenging in one area, even when darkness comes in one area, there is always light in places. And I want you to have that opportunity today to really dwell in that light, to hold that blessing, and to sit with that thank you. So feeling that blessing in your heart and giving yourself a moment here now to just breathe. Let's take a full inhale and a full exhale. If you want to journal on this for a little bit, your journaling prompt for the day is: a major blessing I am not taking for granted is. A major blessing I am not taking for granted is. See where that takes you. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. If you want to be of service for a moment today, go to abortionfunds.org. Donate anything you can to help support someone in need. I'll be back tomorrow.